This is a podcast from The Samplecast, Volume 2, Episode 57.
The Samplecast.
Hello, hello, welcome. I'm Ruben Cornell, and thanks for joining me at this episode of The Samplecast. This is number 57, following hot on the heels of one of our most successful episodes ever. Last week's episode, number 56, did really well. It was a huge episode and included a review of Superior Drummer 3 from Toontrack. And I think partly to that, it did fantastically well, both on YouTube and with podcast downloads. If you haven't already, I'd really appreciate if you could go over to iTunes, give us a rating and review. That helps to spread the word. So on to this week. There's three really great freebies this week. It doesn't happen too much that three really fantastic ones come along at once, but they have this week and you'll be wanting to pick them all up, no doubt. There's a couple of fab bargains. There's a very interesting tip at the end of the show as well for working out where your snapshots go in Native Instruments' full version of Kontakt. I'll explain more about that later on in the show. But for now, let's kick off with the news. Roundup. First up, Motors by Umlaut Audio. This is a new instrument for the full version of Kontakt 5.6.8 and above, and it's a rhythmic pulse generator. It's actually based on the same engine that Umlaut used for their ARPS and PAD libraries, and just like those libraries, I've done the walkthrough video for this again. The differences here is that each sound layer has three variations which can be changed on the fly. There's also a brand new legato and timing section. There's new effects options too. And during my testing for this product, I was pretty surprised by the wide range of sounds that could be produced from the relatively small sample pool. There are really loads of options for manipulation here, so it's pretty tough for me to describe all of them. Basically, you've got 140 presets which give a good idea of what you can do with Motors. So do head over to the Umlaut Audio website to watch my walkthrough and for more information. Spirit of Raga from Zero G is up next, and I haven't covered anything much from Zero G recently, so I was quite pleased to see this interesting new release. It's a pack of classical and devotional Indian vocals performed by a female singer. You've got 500 acidized WAV files in total here, so that's over 2 gigabytes in size. And these have also been wrapped up into 50 different instruments for Kontakt, EXS24 and NNXT. So do have a look now at the Zero G website for further details.
Jago Mohan Pyare Deem Kanana Tilana Tilana Nadir Deem Bhalo Koira Baja Godutara Shundore Komola Nache Saga Marga Panini Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat.
Audio Wonder have a plucked piano out this week, and it's a new instrument from a relatively new company. Now, the face behind Audio Wonder may be familiar to some people. I'm going to attempt to pronounce his name. I don't want to upset him, but I think it's Olegide Paris, something like that. He's been involved with sampling for many years and has provided content for a few different companies. He set up this new company, Audio Wonder, with the hope that new people will follow him over from his old endeavours. This is a plucked piano library for the full version of Kontakt 5.5.2 and above. It's got three velocity layers and four mic positions. Now, I was actually sent this for a play and was pleasantly surprised at the beautiful tone. To me, it sounded like a very useful library to get that kind of piano sound that Coldplay uses on many of their hits. Also, the price isn't too bad. If you can pick it up in the next few days, you'll also get a discount. So do take a look at the Audio Wonder website. In case you didn't already have enough organs in your library, this one is a new one. It's Hammond Vintage Organ from 8DO. It also forms part of their new Studio Vintage bundle. Now, the Hammond features two stems for room and spot mics. It samples a real Leslie speaker cabinet too, so there's two very distinct variations of organ tone here. It's over 15 gigabytes in size, and it runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.5 and above. I had a look at the videos for this and the demos. The interface is just gorgeous. It's got some nice, noisy, authentic sounds too, and the options with the real drawbar emulations sound pretty good to me. I guess if you don't have a Hammond organ, you could go all out on this one, and you should definitely take a look at the 8DO site for details.
VST.
Lots of nice freebies this week, and as a taster for 16 of their different libraries, Best Service have just released a selection of stripped-down versions of their instruments. These run in the Engine Player, which is free. You can get it over at Best Service. And there are certainly some libraries that you'll recognise here, ones from producer Eduardo Torolante, to name just a few. The patches either have a limited range, or you've got a smaller selection, or they're just single instruments representative of their respective libraries. They're all free and conveniently download as one collection, which is almost 2 gigabytes in size. The different instruments here are wide ranging. You've got synths, you've got ethnic vocals, you've got percussion, all sorts of different things. So there's sure to be something here to excite you. Do check it out now at the Best Service website. Eventide are offering this rather cool EQ plugin called Equivocate. Maybe that's how you pronounce it, maybe not. It's available for free until the end of October 2017. And you'll need an iLock username, although crucially you don't need an actual physical iLock to activate it. After that, you just go to the website and download. It's pretty easy to do that. It runs in Mac and PC and is basically a 26-band EQ plugin with a match EQ function, loads of presets, and a paragraphic functionality. That basically means that you can customize the center frequency of each band. Now, I don't think any other EQ plugins that I've got can do this, although it's not something that I've ever felt that I've needed or really that I've delved into. Why not? I'll have it. It's a freebie, so get me on board. Do grab it from the Eventide website before the end of October if you want to pick this up.
In this example, we have a bass line and a drum beat playing together. I'm going to add some synth chords, to which I'm going to apply a match EQ from the drums and bass. However, instead of matching them, I'm going to invert the match so that the synth possesses an opposite EQ curve than the drums and bass combined. This way, all frequencies of the spectrum will be covered in the song. I'm going to dial it back just a bit to where it sounds good and turn off the match EQ. Now let's check it out on a finished song. Let's hear the track with the EQ flat. Now let's listen to the track that we'll be using to match. From here, I'll open up Equivocate and click on the Match EQ button.
Lastly, Ozone Imager from iZotope. This is a very generous freebie from them, a stereo imaging plugin based on the module from their Ozone mastering software. It runs as a plugin in all doors for Mac and PC, and it's got a visualizer, vectorscope, and correlation meter to monitor your stereo field. And more importantly, you can also adjust that stereo imaging as well and introduce more width or collapse your sounds to mono. It also has a phase preservation mode to retain mono compatibility, and you can pick it up hopefully from today onwards at the iZotope website.
Unrest in the corners of your mind when you're reeling from the crime, oh man. Unrest in the corners of your mind when you're reeling from the crime, oh man.
Bargain VST.
So let's get on to this week's bargains, and there's loads out this week, although a lot of them are repetitions and deals that I've already covered in previous shows, so I'm not going to go over those again. Many of these deals are available at Plugin Boutique, so I'll just pop a link for all of those deals in the show notes. Do click that and it will go to the whole list of Plugin Boutique deals. So let's get on to some new ones. First off, 75% off Arpology from Sample Logic. I'm so glad this library is on sale. I've had it for a few years and I think it's highly underrated. I don't really see that much chat about it online. Back when it was first released, I did a demo for them, and it's still one of the more unusual pieces of music I think that I've ever written, so do check that out if you get the chance. The library is over 5 GB in size, it runs in Kontakt Player, it's got 550 instruments and multis, and I'd say it's great for dance music, hybrid scoring, and doing crazy kind of glitchy stuff. It can also be used as a straight up playable instrument, there's lots of lovely multi-sampled patches for that, and obviously you can create your own relatively easily as well. It's got loads of percussive patches too, do delve into those if you're thinking of picking it up, and it's now available at 75% off, just $99. Do click the link in the show notes for details. The Forge by Epic Sound Lab I think is another one of those overlooked libraries in my opinion. I think it might just be the somewhat uninspiring interface that puts people off, but the 200 patches here are just great. They're perfect for trailers, underscoring and sound design. Size wise, it's 3.4 gigabytes and runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.1 and above. You've got arpeggiators on board, gating controls, sequencers, loads of effects, and all of these really make this instrument great for percussion and rhythmic parts, although you can use it for lots of other things as well. It's also got open WAV files on board, which are great for just jump-starting your cues, drag them into your door, you can create smashes, drones, all of that sort of thing. It's currently at a pretty much no-brainer discount of 75% off, which makes it just €39. Go to the link in the show notes and I'll see you there. So on to this week's tip, and maybe a bit of an unusual one this week. Basically, I was asked to do umlauts walkthrough videos for motors. I covered that earlier on in the show. They also asked me to put together a very short video to show how to install snapshots for Kontakt in full version Kontakt libraries that don't run as Kontakt player libraries. So that involves moving the snapshots yourself. You have to move them to a folder in the Native Instruments user directory. Now, personally, I always forget where I'm supposed to be putting these on my system and I always end up having to look it up. But this week I actually learnt a new way of finding it from within Kontakt itself, and that makes the whole process much more simple. So here's my little video that I did for Umlaut Audio as it applies for motors, but you use this exact same technique for any libraries that require manual snapshot moving. Do enjoy. Motors downloads with this file structure, and there's a folder named Snapshots. These files and folders need moving to their correct location. The easiest way to do this, whether you're using Mac or PC, is to load up Kontakt with an instance of your instrument, motors in this case, then navigate to the wrench icon and click. This opens up the Edit menu. Click Instrument Options, then Snapshot, then the Show button. You may be asked to create a folder, click Yes if this is the case. Then all you need to do is copy all of the files and folders from the Snapshots folder I showed before into this newly created folder. Closing all of the Kontakt windows and exiting edit mode with the wrench will take you back to the main Kontakt interface where the snapshots are now available. Thanks so much for checking out this week's samplecast. I'm sorry it wasn't a very long show this week. Sometimes that's the way. Last week we had a long show, the week before that another long one, but this week has been more bite-sized. It's just like sex, I guess. Sometimes you get big ones, sometimes you get small ones. So thanks for listening. Don't forget that you can get in touch with us via Twitter at The Samplecast. You can reach us on Facebook, just search for The Samplecast. You can find me, it's Reuben Cornell. Or you can just head over to The Samplecast website, thesamplecast.com, and you can find all that information and links on there as well. I do keep forgetting that we have an Instagram. You can search for The Samplecast on there. I also keep forgetting to post on there, but now and again, I'm going to try and remember and put some interesting tidbits on there. I hope you can join me again next week, but for now, bye-bye.